Galaxies in the Universe, An Introduction. By Linda S. Spark, John S. Gallagher. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: Galaxies in the Universe, An Introduction by Linda S. Spark and John S. Gallagher is an introductory textbook on the study of galaxies. The book provides an overview of the structure and evolution of galaxies, as well as the tools and techniques used to study them. It covers topics such as the Milky Way, the Local Group, and the large-scale structure of the universe. It also discusses the formation and evolution of galaxies, the physics of interstellar gas and dust, and the search for dark matter. The book also includes a discussion of the latest observational and theoretical advances in the field. The book begins with an introduction to the study of galaxies, including a discussion of the different types of galaxies and their properties. It then moves on to discuss the Milky Way, including its structure, composition, and dynamics. The book also covers the Local Group of galaxies, which includes the Milky Way and its closest neighbors. It then discusses the large-scale structure of the universe, including the distribution of galaxies and the formation of clusters and superclusters. The book then moves on to discuss the physics of interstellar gas and dust, including the interstellar medium, star formation, and the interstellar environment. It also covers the search for dark matter, including the evidence for its existence and the current theories about its nature. The book then discusses the formation and evolution of galaxies, including the role of mergers and interactions in galaxy evolution. Finally, the book covers the latest observational and theoretical advances in the field, including the discovery of dark energy and the development of numerical simulations of galaxy formation and evolution. Overall, Galaxies in the Universe, An Introduction provides an accessible and comprehensive introduction to the study of galaxies. It covers a wide range of topics, from the structure and evolution of galaxies to the physics of interstellar gas and dust and the search for dark matter. It also includes a discussion of the latest observational and theoretical advances in the field. The book is suitable for both undergraduate and graduate students, as well as anyone interested in learning more about galaxies and their evolution. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way is a spiral galaxy that is the home of our solar system and is located in the Local Group of galaxies. It is composed of a disk of stars, gas, and dust, and a central bulge of stars. Main idea number 2. The Local Group. The Local Group is a small group of galaxies that includes the Milky Way and its closest neighbors. It is composed of over 50 galaxies, including dwarf galaxies, and is bound together by gravity. Main idea number 3. Galaxies in the Universe. Galaxies are the largest structures in the universe and are composed of stars, gas, and dust. They are found in a variety of shapes and sizes, and are organized into groups and clusters. Main idea number 4. Galaxy formation. Galaxies form from the gravitational collapse of gas clouds, and the process of galaxy formation is still not fully understood. Galaxies can also form through mergers and interactions with other galaxies. Main idea number 5. Galaxy evolution. Galaxies evolve over time, and the evolution of galaxies is driven by a variety of processes, including star formation, gas accretion, and interactions with other galaxies. Main idea number 6. Dark matter. Dark matter is an invisible form of matter that makes up most of the mass of galaxies. It is believed to be composed of particles that interact only weakly with normal matter. Main idea number 7. Active galaxies. Active galaxies are galaxies that have an unusually high level of energy output, and are believed to be powered by supermassive black holes at their centers. Main idea number 8. Galaxy clusters. Galaxy clusters are large groups of galaxies that are bound together by gravity. They are the largest structures in the universe and can contain thousands of galaxies. Main idea number 9. Galaxy interactions. Galaxies can interact with each other through gravitational interactions, and these interactions can cause galaxies to merge or be disrupted. Main idea number 10. Galaxy surveys. Galaxy surveys are used to study the properties of galaxies and their evolution over time. They can be used to measure the distribution of galaxies in the universe and to study the properties of individual galaxies. Main idea number 11. Galaxy morphology. Galaxy morphology is the study of the shapes and structures of galaxies. Galaxies can be classified into different types based on their shapes and structures. Main idea number 12. Galaxy classification. Galaxies can be classified into different types based on their shapes, structures, and other properties. These types include spiral, elliptical, and irregular galaxies. Main idea number 13. Galaxy groups and clusters. Galaxy groups and clusters are large collections of galaxies that are bound together by gravity. They can contain hundreds or thousands of galaxies and are the largest structures in the universe. Main idea number 14. Galaxy formation and evolution. Galaxy formation and evolution is the study of how galaxies form and evolve over time. It is a complex process that is still not fully understood. Main idea number 15. Galaxy interactions and mergers. Galaxy interactions and mergers are processes in which galaxies interact with each other and can merge together. These processes can have a significant impact on the evolution of galaxies. Main idea number 16. Galaxy surveys and observations. Galaxy surveys and observations are used to study the properties of galaxies and their evolution over time. They can be used to measure the distribution of galaxies in the universe and to study the properties of individual galaxies. Main idea number 17. Galaxy clusters and superclusters. Galaxy clusters and superclusters are large collections of galaxies that are bound together by gravity. They can contain hundreds or thousands of galaxies and are the largest structures in the universe. Main idea number 18. Dark matter and dark energy. Dark matter and dark energy are invisible forms of matter and energy that make up most of the mass of the universe. They are believed to be composed of particles that interact only weakly with normal matter. Main idea number 19. Active galaxies and quasars. Active galaxies and quasars are galaxies that have an unusually high level of energy output and are believed to be powered by supermassive black holes at their centers. Main idea number 20. Galaxy formation and evolution theories. Galaxy formation and evolution theories are models that attempt to explain how galaxies form and evolve over time. These theories are based on observations and simulations of galaxies and their interactions. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Milky Way galaxy is a spiral galaxy located in the local group of galaxies. It is composed of a disk of stars, gas, and dust, and a central bulge of stars. The disk of the Milky Way is estimated to be about 100,000 light-years in diameter, and the central bulge is estimated to be about 10,000 light-years in diameter. The Milky Way is home to our solar system and is estimated to contain between 200 and 400 billion stars. It is also estimated to contain between 10 and 40 billion planets and a vast amount of interstellar gas and dust. The Milky Way is believed to have formed around 13.6 billion years ago and is thought to have grown through the accretion of smaller galaxies. It is believed to have undergone several episodes of star formation and is currently in a period of quiescence. The Milky Way is surrounded by a halo of dark matter and is believed to be part of a larger structure known as the local supercluster. The Milky Way is also believed to be part of a larger structure known as the Virgo supercluster. The Milky Way is an important part of our understanding of the universe and is the subject of ongoing research. Astronomers are studying the structure and evolution of the Milky Way as well as its interactions with other galaxies in the local group. By studying the Milky Way, we can gain insight into the formation and evolution of galaxies, and the structure of the universe as a whole. Main idea number 2. The local group is a small group of galaxies that includes the Milky Way and its closest neighbors. It is composed of over 50 galaxies, including dwarf galaxies, and is bound together by gravity. This group of galaxies is located within a radius of about 10 million light years from the Milky Way, and is the closest group of galaxies to our own. The local group is part of the larger Virgo supercluster, which is composed of thousands of galaxies. The Milky Way is the largest and most massive galaxy in the local group, and is the dominant member of the group. It is surrounded by a number of smaller galaxies, including the large and small Magellanic Clouds, the Triangulum Galaxy, and the Andromeda Galaxy. These galaxies are all gravitationally bound to the Milky Way, and are in orbit around it. The local group also contains a number of dwarf galaxies, which are much smaller and less massive than the larger galaxies. The local group is an important part of our understanding of the universe. It provides us with a unique opportunity to study the formation and evolution of galaxies, as well as the interactions between them. By studying the local group, we can gain insight into the structure and evolution of the universe as a whole. Main idea number 3. Galaxies are the largest structures in the universe and are composed of stars, gas, and dust. They are found in a variety of shapes and sizes, ranging from small dwarf galaxies to large spiral galaxies. Galaxies are organized into groups and clusters, which are collections of galaxies that are bound together by gravity. These groups and clusters can contain anywhere from a few dozen to thousands of galaxies. The stars and galaxies are held together by their mutual gravitational attraction, and the gas and dust are distributed throughout the galaxy. The gas and dust are important for the formation of new stars, and they also provide the material for the formation of planets. Galaxies also contain dark matter, which is an invisible form of matter that makes up most of the mass of the universe. Galaxies are constantly evolving, with stars forming and dying, and gas and dust being recycled. This process is known as galactic evolution, and it is responsible for the variety of galaxies that we see in the universe today. Galaxies can also interact with each other, merging together to form larger galaxies or being disrupted by gravitational forces. The study of galaxies is an important part of astronomy, and it has revealed much about the structure and evolution of the universe. By studying galaxies, astronomers can learn about the formation and evolution of stars, the distribution of dark matter, and the structure of the universe on the largest scales. Main idea number 4. Galaxy formation is a complex process that is still not fully understood. It is believed that galaxies form from the gravitational collapse of gas clouds. As the gas clouds collapse, they form stars and other objects, which then form the structure of the galaxy. The process of galaxy formation is also affected by mergers and interactions with other galaxies. Mergers can cause galaxies to grow in size and complexity, while interactions can cause galaxies to change shape and structure. In addition, the environment in which a galaxy forms can also affect its formation, as different environments can lead to different types of galaxies. The formation of galaxies is an ongoing process, and galaxies can continue to evolve over time. As galaxies interact with each other, they can merge and form larger galaxies, or they can be disrupted and form smaller galaxies. In addition, galaxies can also be affected by external forces, such as the gravity of other galaxies or the expansion of the universe. All of these factors can affect the formation and evolution of galaxies, and the process is still not fully understood. Main idea number 5. Galaxy evolution is a complex process that is driven by a variety of factors. Star formation is one of the most important drivers of galaxy evolution, as stars are the primary source of energy and light in galaxies. Gas accretion is also an important factor, as it provides the raw material for star formation. Interactions between galaxies, such as mergers and tidal interactions, can also play a role in galaxy evolution, as they can cause changes in the structure and composition of galaxies. Finally, the influence of the environment, such as the presence of dark matter and the intergalactic medium, can also affect the evolution of galaxies. The evolution of galaxies is a dynamic process, and it is difficult to predict how a particular galaxy will evolve over time. However, by studying the properties of galaxies at different stages of their evolution, astronomers can gain insight into the processes that drive galaxy evolution. By understanding the processes that drive galaxy evolution, astronomers can better understand the structure and composition of galaxies, and how they have changed over time. Main idea number 6. Dark matter is an elusive form of matter that has been theorized to make up most of the mass of galaxies. It is believed to be composed of particles that interact only weakly with normal matter, making it difficult to detect. Despite its invisibility, dark matter is thought to be the main component of the universe, accounting for around 85% of the total mass. It is believed to be responsible for the gravitational pull that holds galaxies together, and for the formation of large-scale structures in the universe. Dark matter is believed to be composed of particles that are different from the particles that make up normal matter. These particles are thought to interact only weakly with normal matter, making them difficult to detect. Scientists have been searching for evidence of dark matter for decades, but so far, no direct evidence has been found. However, indirect evidence suggests that dark matter exists, and its presence can be inferred from its gravitational effects on galaxies and other large-scale structures. Dark matter is an important part of the universe, and its properties are still being studied. Scientists are continuing to search for evidence of dark matter, and its properties are being explored in experiments and simulations. Understanding dark matter is essential for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe, and for understanding the nature of gravity. Main idea number 7. Active galaxies are some of the most fascinating objects in the universe. They are characterized by an unusually high level of energy output, which is believed to be powered by supermassive black holes at their centers. These black holes are thought to be the result of the merger of two or more galaxies, and the resulting gravitational energy is released in the form of radiation, jets, and other forms of energy. Active galaxies are also known to have a wide range of shapes and sizes, and can be found in all types of environments. The most common type of active galaxy is the Seyfert galaxy, which is characterized by a bright nucleus and a bright, extended emission line region. These galaxies are believed to be powered by a supermassive black hole that is actively accreting material from its surroundings. Other types of active galaxies include quasars, blazars, and radio galaxies. Quasars are the most luminous type of active galaxy, and are believed to be powered by supermassive black holes that are actively accreting material from their surroundings. Blazars are similar to quasars, but are characterized by a highly variable emission line region. Radio galaxies are characterized by a bright radio core and extended radio lobes, and are believed to be powered by a supermassive black hole that is actively accreting material from its surroundings. Active galaxies are some of the most powerful and energetic objects in the universe, and their study has provided us with a great deal of insight into the nature of the universe. By studying active galaxies, we can learn more about the formation and evolution of galaxies, the structure of the universe, and the nature of the supermassive black holes that power them. Main idea number 8. Galaxy clusters are some of the most fascinating structures in the universe. They are composed of hundreds to thousands of galaxies, bound together by gravity. These clusters are the largest structures in the universe, and can span hundreds of millions of light years. They are also some of the most energetic environments in the universe, with galaxies colliding and merging, and gas and dust being heated to millions of degrees. Galaxy clusters are also important for understanding the evolution of the universe. By studying the properties of the galaxies in a cluster, astronomers can learn about the conditions in the early universe, and how galaxies have evolved over time. Clusters can also be used to measure the amount of dark matter in the universe, and to study the effects of dark energy. Galaxy clusters are an important part of our understanding of the universe, and they continue to provide us with new insights into the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 9. Galaxy interactions are an important part of the evolution of galaxies in the universe. When two galaxies interact, their mutual gravitational attraction can cause them to merge or be disrupted. Mergers can result in the formation of new galaxies, while disruptions can cause stars to be scattered throughout the universe. In some cases, the interaction between two galaxies can cause them to pass through each other, leaving them relatively unscathed. In other cases, the interaction can be more violent, resulting in the formation of a single, larger galaxy. Galaxy interactions can also cause the formation of tidal tails, which are long streams of stars and gas that are pulled away from the galaxies during the interaction. These tails can be seen in some of the most spectacular images of interacting galaxies. In addition, interactions between galaxies can cause the formation of bridges of gas and dust that connect the two galaxies. These bridges can be seen in some of the most detailed images of interacting galaxies. Galaxy interactions can also cause the formation of new stars, as the gas and dust from the galaxies is compressed and heated by the interaction. This can result in the formation of star clusters, which can be seen in some of the most beautiful images of interacting galaxies. In addition, galaxy interactions can cause the formation of supermassive black holes, which can be seen in some of the most spectacular images of interacting galaxies. Main idea number 10. Galaxy surveys are an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. By studying the distribution of galaxies in the universe, we can learn about the large-scale structure of the universe and how galaxies have evolved over time. We can also use galaxy surveys to study the properties of individual galaxies, such as their mass, luminosity, and chemical composition. By studying these properties, we can gain insight into the formation and evolution of galaxies and the physical processes that drive them. Galaxy surveys can be conducted using a variety of techniques, including optical imaging, radio observations, and X-ray observations. By combining data from different surveys, we can gain a more complete picture of the universe and its evolution. For example, optical surveys can provide information about the distribution of stars in galaxies, while radio surveys can provide information about the distribution of gas and dust. By combining these different types of data, we can gain a better understanding of the structure and evolution of galaxies. Galaxy surveys are an important tool for understanding the universe and its evolution. By studying the properties of individual galaxies and the distribution of galaxies in the universe, we can gain insight into the formation and evolution of galaxies and the physical processes that drive them. Main idea number 11. Galaxy morphology is an important field of study in astronomy. It involves the study of the shapes and structures of galaxies, and how these shapes and structures are related to the physical properties of the galaxies. By studying the morphology of galaxies, astronomers can gain insight into the formation and evolution of galaxies, as well as the physical processes that govern their evolution. Galaxies can be classified into different types based on their shapes and structures. Elliptical galaxies are characterized by their smooth, round shapes, while spiral galaxies have a more distinct spiral structure. Irregular galaxies have no distinct shape or structure, and are often composed of gas and dust. By studying the morphology of galaxies, astronomers can gain insight into the physical processes that govern their evolution, such as star formation, gas dynamics, and interactions with other galaxies. Galaxy morphology can also be used to study the evolution of galaxies over time. By studying the shapes and structures of galaxies at different points in their evolution, astronomers can gain insight into how galaxies form and evolve. This can help us to better understand the physical processes that govern the evolution of galaxies, and how galaxies interact with their environment. Main idea number 12. Spiral galaxies are characterized by their flat, rotating disks of stars and gas, with a bright nucleus at the center. They are further divided into two types, normal spirals, which have a central bulge and two or more spiral arms, and barred spirals, which have a central bar of stars in addition to the spiral arms. Elliptical galaxies are characterized by their smooth, round shapes, with no visible spiral arms or other features. They are further divided into three types, E0, which are the most spherical, E7, which are the most flattened, and intermediate types. Irregular galaxies are characterized by their lack of any distinct shape or structure. They are usually composed of gas and dust, and contain many young stars. In addition to these three main types, galaxies can also be classified according to their luminosity, or brightness. Galaxies can be divided into three categories: bright, intermediate, and faint. Bright galaxies are the most luminous, and are usually large spiral galaxies. Intermediate galaxies are of medium brightness, and are usually smaller spiral galaxies or elliptical galaxies. Faint galaxies are the least luminous, and are usually irregular galaxies. Main idea number 13. Galaxy groups and clusters are some of the largest structures in the universe. They are collections of hundreds or thousands of galaxies that are bound together by gravity. These structures can span millions of light years and contain a variety of different types of galaxies, from spiral galaxies to elliptical galaxies. The galaxies in a group or cluster are usually separated by distances of a few hundred thousand light years, and the group or cluster as a whole is held together by the gravitational pull of the galaxies within it. Galaxy groups and clusters are important for understanding the evolution of galaxies and the universe as a whole. By studying the properties of galaxies in these structures, astronomers can learn about how galaxies interact with each other and how they evolve over time. Additionally, the study of galaxy groups and clusters can provide insight into the large-scale structure of the universe and the distribution of matter within it. Main idea number 14. Galaxy formation and evolution is a complex process that is still not fully understood. It involves the formation of stars, gas, and dust, as well as the interactions between these components. The process begins with the formation of small, dense clouds of gas and dust, which then collapse under their own gravity to form stars. As stars form, they heat up the surrounding gas and dust, creating a pressure that pushes the gas and dust away from the star-forming region. This process is known as feedback, and it can have a significant effect on the evolution of a galaxy. The stars in a galaxy then interact with each other, as well as with the gas and dust, to create a complex system of interactions. These interactions can cause stars to move around, merge, or even be ejected from the galaxy. This process of star formation and evolution can be affected by external influences, such as the presence of other galaxies or the effects of dark matter. Over time, these interactions can cause galaxies to change shape, size, and composition. Galaxy formation and evolution is an ongoing process, and it is still not fully understood. However, by studying the properties of galaxies, astronomers can gain insight into the processes that shape them. This knowledge can help us to better understand the universe and its evolution. Main idea number 15. Galaxy interactions and mergers are processes in which galaxies interact with each other and can merge together. These processes can have a significant impact on the evolution of galaxies. When two galaxies interact, they can experience a variety of effects, such as tidal forces, gravitational interactions, and the exchange of gas and dust. These interactions can cause the galaxies to distort, warp, and even merge together. The result of a merger is a single, larger galaxy that contains the combined mass of the two original galaxies. This process can also trigger star formation, as the gas and dust from the two galaxies mix together and form new stars. In addition, the merger can cause the galaxy to become more active, with increased star formation and the potential for the formation of a supermassive black hole. Galaxy interactions and mergers can also have an effect on the structure of the galaxies involved. Mergers can cause the galaxies to become more elliptical in shape, as the two galaxies combine and the stars and gas become more concentrated in the center. This can also lead to the formation of a bar structure, as the stars and gas become more concentrated in the center of the galaxy. In addition, the merger can cause the galaxy to become more active, with increased star formation and the potential for the formation of a supermassive black hole. Galaxy interactions and mergers are an important part of the evolution of galaxies. They can cause galaxies to become more active, with increased star formation and the potential for the formation of a supermassive black hole. They can also cause galaxies to become more elliptical in shape, and can lead to the formation of a bar structure. By understanding the processes of galaxy interactions and mergers, we can gain a better understanding of how galaxies evolve over time. Main idea number 16. Galaxy surveys and observations are an important tool for understanding the structure and evolution of galaxies. By studying the distribution of galaxies in the universe, astronomers can gain insight into the formation and evolution of galaxies over time. Observations of individual galaxies can provide information about their physical properties, such as their mass, luminosity, and chemical composition. By studying the properties of galaxies, astronomers can gain insight into the processes that drive galaxy evolution, such as star formation, mergers, and interactions with other galaxies. Galaxy surveys and observations can also be used to study the large-scale structure of the universe. By studying the distribution of galaxies, astronomers can gain insight into the formation and evolution of large-scale structures, such as clusters and superclusters. By studying the properties of individual galaxies, astronomers can gain insight into the processes that drive the formation and evolution of galaxies within these structures. Galaxy surveys and observations are also used to study the properties of dark matter and dark energy. By studying the distribution of galaxies, astronomers can gain insight into the nature of dark matter and dark energy, and how they affect the evolution of the universe. By studying the properties of individual galaxies, astronomers can gain insight into the processes that drive the formation and evolution of galaxies within dark matter and dark energy dominated regions. Main idea number 17. Galaxy clusters and superclusters are some of the largest structures in the universe. They are composed of hundreds or thousands of galaxies that are bound together by gravity. These clusters and superclusters are often found in groups, with each group containing several clusters or superclusters. The galaxies within these clusters and superclusters are usually separated by millions of light years, but they are still connected by the gravitational pull of the cluster or supercluster. The galaxies within a cluster or supercluster can range in size from dwarf galaxies to giant elliptical galaxies. They can also have different shapes, such as spiral, elliptical, or irregular. The galaxies within a cluster or supercluster are usually of similar age and composition, and they often have similar properties, such as star formation rates and chemical abundances. Galaxy clusters and superclusters are important for understanding the structure and evolution of the universe. They provide clues about the formation and evolution of galaxies, and they can help us understand the large-scale structure of the universe. By studying these structures, we can gain insight into the processes that shape the universe. Main idea number 18. Dark matter and dark energy are two of the most mysterious components of the universe. They are believed to make up most of the mass of the universe, yet they are invisible and interact only weakly with normal matter. Dark matter is thought to be composed of particles that do not interact with light, making it difficult to detect. Dark energy is an even more mysterious form of energy that is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. The exact nature of dark matter and dark energy is still unknown, but scientists are actively researching these phenomena. By studying the effects of dark matter and dark energy on the structure and evolution of galaxies, scientists hope to gain a better understanding of the universe and its components. Main idea number 19. Active galaxies and quasars are some of the most energetic and luminous objects in the universe. They are believed to be powered by supermassive black holes at their centers, which are capable of producing immense amounts of energy. This energy is released in the form of radiation, which can be detected across the entire electromagnetic spectrum. Active galaxies and quasars are often found in the centers of galaxies, and can be identified by their intense emission of radiation, as well as their high redshifts. The intense radiation emitted by active galaxies and quasars is believed to be caused by the accretion of matter onto the supermassive black hole at the center. This matter is heated to extreme temperatures and emits radiation across the entire electromagnetic spectrum. This radiation is so intense that it can outshine the entire host galaxy, making it visible from great distances. Active galaxies and quasars are also known to produce powerful jets of material, which can extend for millions of light years. Active galaxies and quasars are some of the most fascinating objects in the universe, and are the subject of much research. By studying these objects, astronomers are able to gain insight into the behavior of supermassive black holes, as well as the evolution of galaxies. Main idea number 20. Galaxy formation and evolution theories are based on the idea that galaxies form from the gravitational collapse of gas and dark matter. This collapse is thought to be triggered by the presence of small fluctuations in the density of the universe. These fluctuations cause the gas and dark matter to clump together, forming the first stars and galaxies. Over time, these galaxies interact with each other, merging and forming larger structures. This process is known as hierarchical structure formation. The evolution of galaxies is also thought to be affected by the presence of supermassive black holes at their centers. These black holes can affect the evolution of galaxies by heating the gas and dust around them, causing star formation to occur. Additionally, the black holes can also eject material from the galaxy, which can affect the evolution of the galaxy by removing material from the galaxy and preventing further star formation. Galaxy formation and evolution theories are constantly being refined and improved as new observations and simulations are made. These theories are important for understanding the structure and evolution of galaxies, and for predicting the future evolution of galaxies in the universe. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.